We will call the 9:15 Finance Committee meeting to order. Second thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the April 3rd, 2023 meeting.
Move for approval.
Motion and second. Any comments? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries unanimously. Number three, public comments. Is there anybody from the public who would like to make a comment? Awesome.
Hello.
Will Haney, 316, Madam Clerk, Mount Pleasant. One of your agenda items is the Carter budget, and Councilman Ike Fondo and I sit on the Carter board representing y'all. We supported this budget, and I want to recommend that y'all recommend to council that we approve it as well. There is no town money going to it. This is a formality. We're not spending any town money for Carter, but we have confidence in it, and we supported it there, and ask y'all to support it here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there anybody else that would like to make a public comment? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to awesome item number five, presentation of the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting.
Yes, sir. First, we also have an employee recognition.
Oh, I totally missed that. Yes, employee years of service.
They're both great things. So Gina, if you would come down.
Sorry.
Yeah, Gina Artrip is being recognized today for 5 years of service with the town. She's the administrative coordinator in my department, and she takes the minutes for the Finance Committee, Bids and Purchases, and the Budget Committee. So Gina is not only the records custodian, she's the department's timekeeper, she's our bill payer, handles our Freedom of Information Act. She produces a monthly newsletter for our department, and she's also really the cohesive piece that kind of holds our department together, which we really appreciate. But most importantly, she's the town's pickleball champ. So, Gina, thank you for 5 great years of service.
Thank you.
Pickleball champ.
Thank you.
So now the other exciting thing is the presentation of our certificate. So the Government Finance Officers Association has awarded this certificate in reporting excellence to the town of Mount Pleasant for fiscal year 2022. The town's annual financial report has been judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of this program, which includes demonstrating a spirit of transparency to our residents. This certificate is the highest form of recognition in the area of governmental accounting. It's my accreditation, if you will. And its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by government and its management. This achievement is really made possible by a very talented and dedicated staff under the guidance, of course, and the support of not only the Finance Committee, but Town Council. So it is with great honor that I present to you, Mr. Rambo, as our Finance Committee Chairman, this 35th consecutive award.
Thank you, Marcy. And as you said, this is really an award given to all of the finance staff, as well as all the department heads and everyone who helped you manage everything.
Yes.
So, thank you. We will move on to item number six, discussion and possible action with regard to Carter proposed budget. Yes,
Mr. Chairman, I have to abstain from this.
Yes, sir. All right. Does anybody have a motion on this?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve and we have a second. Does anybody have any questions or need to hear the presentation?
No, I forget. What is that, state money or county money? I know it's not town money.
Mostly federal.
Mostly federal. Oh, so it's That's how we pay for it, it's federally. I forget.
Yeah, as well as some local sales tax as well.
Okay. That was my other question.
Mr. Santos?
I'm good.
Okay. I am too. So, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. Motion carries 3-0.
Mr. Chapman, welcome back to the group. Owen State.
All right. On to item number 7, discussion of possible action with regard to an ordinance to enter into an intergovernmental agreement to participate in local revenue service programs.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Thank you. All right. We have a motion and we have a second. Marcy, if you'll quickly just go through kind of what this is.
Yes, sir. Certainly. So, real quick, the town currently has two agreements that cover three different business license tax collections. Insurance, brokers insurance, and telecommunications. This would establish a local revenue service program that will act under the municipal association. In fact, it'll be governed by a committee of their board. They will resolve litigation on our behalf for these three collections. They'll actually have their own little business license official and appeals board to handle the process for us for these collections. Just consideration and concerns that I bring out with this is that we are really, with this intergovernmental agreement, establishing the local revenue services program, and we're contracting with them. So of course, with all the municipalities contracting with them, I'm always concerned, make sure proper procurement is handled, that our participation, so once you do this, we'll actually apply to them to participate, and they would have to accept us. Now, with 90 days notice, we can certainly come out of this arrangement, but at this point, the rate at 4% is the same as we're currently paying. The insurance program, we do limit ourselves to 2% on that, and that 2% brings in about $10 million. State code would allow us to go up to 5% if we so chose. The one other item is when they do that litigation, unless it's more than 10%, they don't require written approval from us. So that could be up to $1 million. So there's some things out there that I would say that, I just point out as considerations and concerns, but at this point, it would be my recommendation that we do join this program, that we closely monitor it, and that at some point, if it's no longer beneficial to the town, that we would certainly pull out of the program and do these collections on our own.
Does anyone have any questions? Or
no,
Marcy, is this something that, if we're not in it, it exists, right? It's already there, and they've been doing this for a while. We're just wanting to join.
So they have been doing this, and we do have agreements currently in place. When the state standardized the business license ordinance across, they really wanted people to identify the appeals process, which we did in our ordinance. So this is Municipal Association really saying, hey, we want to strengthen our collection program, really detail and outline the pieces of it, and identify the appeals process. So they handle it for us, for two of them. They get the data, they do all the invoicing, they do all the collections, and for us, on our behalf. At some point, if we chose to do that, if our concerns become bigger concerns, one of the other pieces I didn't mention is on the insurance program. That amount of money is about $10 million. So 4% of that is over $400,000, the amount we collect. Right now, we're capped at $125,000. So for $125,000 for the Municipal Association to do this on our behalf, it still makes sense. If the cap were to increase, if there were a lot of litigations, if there were other concerns, or really when our if we're in a position to collect it ourselves or hire out, I would come back to you and say, I think at this point we go ahead and do it ourselves. But the cost benefit, the ratio still kind of outweighs it to allow them to do it. They've been doing it. They're, you know, very talented at it. And so I would recommend we stay there, but we keep an eye on it as all our stuff until it's some point we might want to think it's more beneficial.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Marcy and her team are doing a lot of research into mm-hmm. how we would take that over on our own if we needed to, particularly if the cap went away.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted, it just sounded for a minute like government, creating more government, you know, for
it,
a minute.
Yeah, it kind of is a little bit.
It is. It is. Government just beating itself just wrong. All right.
Anybody have any other questions or concerns? Okay. So we had a motion to approve, correct? We
did have yes.
One. Okay. In a second. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. We will move on to item number 8. Discussion of possible action regarding a MOA between the town of Mount Pleasant and Charleston County School District about SROs.
Yes, sir. This is a request for approval. It would go to town council as a resolution. It's an annual, typically, memorandum of agreement with the Charleston County School District for school resource officers. This year, the MOA is set up for $39,222 per school resource officer. And unlike prior years, this is a 3-year one that they've agreed to. So there's an automatic escalation factor for the next 2 years. It's very similar to the ones we have with Oceanside and the Montessori School.
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on this? Okay. Just for the record.
I like the percentage increase.
Yeah, I do too. But just for the record, I have reached out to some contacts at CCSD who are getting me the information because I just want to know. I've heard rumors that some municipalities might get better deals than others. And so they're getting me that information. So I'll have it by full council. But anyway, I also go for approval with this, with the committee. Okay. So with that, there was a motion in a second, so all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries unanimously, and we stand adjourned. Thank you.